You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to go back to the Ohio Business Machines hotline, and we are going to welcome in Paul Lucas from ESPN.com. He is their uniform contributor, and he has his own website, uni-watch.com. Paul, welcome to the show.
Good to be on, man. Thanks for having me on.
Paul, what do you think about these new Browns uniforms? I know you broke them down, but for the people who haven't had the opportunity to read it, what did you think of the Browns uniform unveil, the nine combinations, and what you saw?
You know, I keep hearing nine combinations. It's actually 18 combinations because they've got two sock options, the brown socks and the orange socks. So you multiply that nine times two, and you have 18 possible things. I think it's a mixed bag. There are some things I like. I do like the new helmet. I like the brown face mask. I like that sort of textured stripe they have on the brown portions of the center stripe of the helmet. And, of course, I like that they didn't put anything on the sides of the helmet, any logo. The problem, I think, is that it almost seemed like they were overcompensating for the lack of a helmet logo by putting identifiers everywhere else on the uniform. I think putting Cleveland on the jersey would be okay for one of the jerseys or maybe two, so that you use that for your alternate jersey, or conversely, you had it on your basic home and road, but you didn't have it on the alternate. But I think having it on all three seems a little bit like overkill. And I really, really don't like the Browns word mark or lettering down the pants. I think that was the real mistake. To me, that looks like an Arena League uniform. That doesn't look like the NFL to me.
Paul, some of the other subtle nuances, or the one major subtle nuance that you didn't really mention, was, again, the dog pound in the collar. And just what do you make of that link of the dog pound and the Cleveland across the front to the city of Cleveland?
Well, you know, that putting something in the collar, that really has nothing to do with the players. That's there for retailers and for people who are buying the jersey. That's something, obviously, you can't see it when the player is wearing it. The player doesn't care, trust me on that. But it is something that's sort of a nice little detail for someone who's buying the jersey, and that's the only reason it's there. I do like the dog pound logo that they unveiled back in February with the new illustration of the dog. I like that a lot, in fact. And I was kind of hoping they were going to include that somewhere on the uniform, like as a sleeve patch or something like that. I think that would have looked very cool. Unfortunately, they haven't done that. I respect what the fans bring to this team and the tradition of the dog pound and all of that. I love the live dog Swagger, who I was got to pet at the unveiling event. I was there live. And I got to meet Swagger and have a little quality time with him, and he's a great pooch. So everything that the tradition and heritage that the fans have built up here, in Cleveland, I totally respect that, and I think that's great.
When you talk about these uniforms, you also noticed the stripes went from 5 to 3. You didn't like that. Why did you not like why don't you like the new stripes, or the kind of streamlined stripes, I'd call it?
I'm a fan of stripes in general. I think stripes look cool. I think just, in general, my feeling is that more is better. And I like the old stripe pattern had some white in it, and that sort of popped a little more. The new pattern is just brown and orange, and has only 3 stripes instead of 5. Doesn't work for me quite as well. I also don't like, not only does the Browns lettering down the side of the pants not look good on its own, but it's there now instead of the pants striping that used to be there. And, of course, they also used to have, at least on the white socks, they had some stripes on those as well, and they've done away with that. And I know some of the players even took the white socks with the stripes and wore them as sort of arm sleeves, so you had some striping there. So they've gone away a little bit from that. It's not like a terrible new uniform design, but I don't think it's an upgrade. I think, unfortunately, it is a downgrade, largely because of those pants.
Okay, Paul, we know there's a lot that you don't like about them, but if you had to choose one combination that you saw on stage the other night of the nine that were out there, which one do you like best?
I like the white jersey paired with almost any of the pant colors, at least until the player turns sideways, and then you see that lettering down the side.
I absolutely love the lettering down the side.
Well, we can agree to disagree.
That's fine.
From a strict color standpoint, I think the white jersey with the orange pants works really well, especially because the orange pants, of course, match the orange helmet. And I think strictly from like a color blocking standpoint, that would probably be my favorite combination.
Paul, appreciate the time. Thanks for checking in on the Browns' new uniform. Some stuff you like, some stuff you obviously did not like there, but a new uniform for the Cleveland Browns, 18 combinations. given the socks included. So thanks. You can check him out at uni-watch.com. He is ESPN's official uniform contributor, Paul Lucas. Thanks for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Thanks for having me on, man.
All right. There we go. When we come back, we're going to have a long final segment. We have a lot of tweets to get to, more phone calls, 216-578-0850. I like the Browns on there. And you know, Alex Schneider said yesterday that was one of the last details that they decided to put in there. I know you liked it a lot.
I absolutely love it. I love the fact that you have the city and the name on your jersey somewhere. I thought that was very special. And just to go again, I think personally, the orange top with the white pants is I love the entire uniform set. That is the bottom of my list.
No, you don't like the white top.
I don't like the white top with the orange pants. That's the bottom of my. I love the orange. I love the orange helmet right into the orange jersey with the white pants. I think that's a very clean look. So Paul and I will agree to disagree.
Well, let me ask you. Well, he also said players don't care that it says dog pound
in
the collar.
These players will.
I think they do as well. I think that. It's a little tough. I wonder how you get to be a quote-unquote uniform expert.
You know what? You go to GoDaddy.com and you create your own website, and then people start to go there.
It's interesting, though. He's made it to ESPN, so he's doing something.
So have I.
So have you. All right, we'll be back, wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.